Those of us who are here this morning, whether you're joining us online, joining us here in the room, we come now to the Lord's Supper. And as we come, I want to bring to your mind this aspect about the supper in light of the word that we've heard this morning. Several decades ago, a president of our country had an affair with a young staff member. Our president's adultery was publicized, put on trial across the country. And as a result of that, married couples everywhere had a conversation something like this. If I ever cheated on you, would you take me back in? If I was unfaithful to you and I came back, would you take me back? Some people in that conversation said no. One senator said that if he ever cheated on his wife and she found out, his wife would shoot him dead. That's a hard no, right? Some people, though, said, yes, I think I would take you back. I don't know what would actually happen if I was in it, but yeah, I think I would take you back. At this table, Jesus served a meal to 12 people who would be unfaithful to him. They would walk out on him. They would abandon him, and it would be wrong what they did. It would be wrong walking out on him. You know, our doctrinal standards say that there are two grounds legitimately to divorce the spouse, abandonment and adultery. These men would abandon Jesus. These men would be unfaithful to Jesus. But at this meal, Jesus says, my death is for an unfaithful people. I know that you are unfaithful. I know that you are just about to abandon me. But I will take you back. This is grace. I will take you back. I will love you. I will have you. And this blood will remove all of the guilt, all of your sin. I will be the unfaithful one, so that you can be restored. And that's what Jesus has done. He loved me, and he gave himself for me. We need him. Oh, how we need him. So in this meal, the bread is his body, his faithful and his blameless life. He never wronged us. He never wronged us. And in this meal, the wine is his blood. The only way to answer your guilty conscience. So when you take this supper, you are saying, I need Jesus. I need his death. I need his life. And I take you in, Jesus, as I take this supper. Jesus is the one who set this up. It was his idea. And so this new Passover meal says, I'm doing this in remembrance of you, Jesus. I am feeding on you as I do this. If you have come to know Jesus in this way, you know what we're talking about. You believe the gospel. Then if you are a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, you're invited to come and to take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here, you're not a Christian, we're very glad that you're here. I hope you'll stay. I hope you'll stay afterwards. Join us in the lunch that we're having. But don't take the supper. It's not going to help you. It would harm you. But do stay. Observe what we're doing. Ask questions about it. We would love to tell you more about this supper and this Jesus. Now let's pray together. Lord, we've come to this table with the bread and the wine. We pray that you would make it to spiritually nourish us, to fortify the work you've begun, to make it healthier and stronger, that sin would be less pleasing to us, that righteousness and goodness and obedience would be our delight. We pray, Lord, that we would do what we do because we love Jesus, because we're stirred to follow him all the way, not at a distance, not halfway. Feed us through this. work that love deeper, broaden it in us, we pray. In his name, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks for it, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples as, I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When he did it, Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, Jesus also took the cup, and when he had given thanks, gave it to his disciples and said, this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for many for the remission of sins. Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for living for us, for raising us up for a future and a hope. We pray, Lord, that you would send us out with great joy and laughter because of what you have done. In your name we pray. Amen.